us pray. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace. From the 19th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, the 30th verse. When Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. As another Good Friday draws to its close, we gather at the cross of Jesus and there both contemplate and adore the great mystery of our redemption. The bare facts of Jesus' death can be very simply described and understood. But the hidden reality of what took place on Calvary that day is, as St. Paul said, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived. But something of that terrible yet wonderful mystery is expressed in some words of the hymn we just sang. O sorrow dread, our God is dead. And also in the words of a poem which speaks of Jesus' burial, which speaks of Jesus who is the rock of ages, the rock of our salvation. And this is the poem. Within this tomb, the rock himself is laid, who both the tomb and the tomb maker made. Within this tomb, the rock himself is laid, who both the tomb and the tomb maker made. What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived. For it was on this day that those nameless Roman soldiers, just carrying out the Roman governor's orders, all unknowingly drove the cruel nails through the hands and feet of God. As we heard in the Gospel read last evening, St. John tells us that Jesus, having loved his own who were in the world, loved them to the end, not only in the sense that he went on loving them until he breathed his last, but also in the sense that he loved them to the uttermost, loved them perfectly, together with the whole fallen world he'd come to save. For when all the powers of darkness unleashed their fury against him, and when the creature literally lifted up his hands to strike down his creator, love remained love. Father, forgive, Jesus prays, and goes on loving to the end. Now, no one can understand love like that. But if you ever loved someone so much that you'd gladly suffer for that person, gladly bear that person's pain, then you've caught a glimpse of what God's love is like. But that's the kind of love God felt, the kind of love God feels for you, for me, for every last one of us, his lost and wayward children. And by that love, the power of sin, death, and Satan has been forever broken. And so this day, which is so dark and terrible, revealing in all its ugliness the grim reality of human wickedness and sin, is also finally and most truly the day when love triumphed. For that death which looked like the defeat of love was in fact love's victory. And because that is so, Jesus cried from the cross, "It is finished," is no cry of despair, but instead a shout of triumph. Jesus' death is God's costly victory over sin and death and Satan. Jesus' death is God's victory over sin because Jesus' death is not merely the death of another martyr, another witness to the cause of goodness and truth. No, as the death of God's eternal Son and Word, Jesus' death is that full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world. Jesus' death is God's victory over sin. Jesus' death is also God's victory over death. For since Jesus has in his death suffered God's judgment on all the sinners who've ever lived or will ever live, death has therefore been changed from being God's final judgment against the sinner into a loving Father's strange way of bringing his trusting children to the final victory. Jesus' death is God's victory over death. And Jesus' death is also God's victory over Satan and his minions, whose single-minded purpose is to accuse and destroy. But since the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin, Satan can no longer successfully accuse those who take refuge in the atoning death of the Savior. Jesus' death is itself the victory, but on Good Friday that victory is hidden. On Easter that victory is revealed, because it was not possible for death and the grave to hold in their clutches the Prince and Author of life. Yes, in Jesus' death we are faced with a mystery the mind can never fathom, nor words ever fully express. And any words we do speak must finally give way to silent adoration of love beyond understanding. We can no more understand what Jesus' death meant for him then we can understand God's love, which in the beginning called all things out of nothingness into being. And therefore, the words of the simple Lenten hymn are exactly true. We may not know, we cannot tell what pains he had to bear, but, and what a tremendous but that is, but we believe it was for us he hung and suffered there. So, we do know what Jesus' death means for you and for me and for the whole world. That because God's eternal Son has by his death won the victory, we can live in the calm peace of our Lord's finished work, his fully accomplished redemption. And that means that all those terrible fears and anxieties that torment us, all our shameful and bitter betrayals of love, of God's love for us, and the love of others for us, all that insupportable burden can be laid down at Jesus' cross. We can face calmly and confidently whatever this or any day can bring, knowing that with that last enemy, death, defeated, there really is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so from ancient times, the church has sung, "We glory in your cross, O Lord, and praise and glorify your holy resurrection. For by virtue of the cross, joy has come into all the world. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen."